Welcome into Hawks Talk, your official source for everything about the Upper Valley Nighthawks. Welcome back in alongside, my name's Ian Binky, alongside Megan Robinson, and we're joined now by another member of the Nighthawks broadcast team. Allie, introduce yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Ian, Megan, for having me. I'm Allie Winskowski. I'm from an hour north of Philadelphia, so in between Philly and New York, but big baseball fan, big New York Mets fan. They're not doing so great right now, but I'm happy to be joining you guys up here in the Upper Valley.
Didn't get the chance to ask you a little bit, but Philly area, but a New York Mets fan. How did that happen?
It mostly came down to my parents. I mean, my dad grew up in New Jersey, so he was a big Mets fan, Giants fan, not the usual combination there. And then my mom's from Buffalo, so some Buffalo sports as well. But New York sports all around, I have a distaste for the Philly sports. Let's just call it that.
For the viewers who don't know, Allie and I both go to Penn State. Sorry, Ian, you're outnumbered on that one.
We are.
Yeah. We are. Do you mind giving the viewers a little bit of background into what you've done at Penn State that led you up to here?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind. I'm a rising junior at Penn State, so two more years. But I've been all around. I'm in a couple radio stations, a couple TV stations up there, work with Penn State Athletics, doing behind the scenes. So I'm kind of everywhere. I want to be in front of the camera or behind the mic, but I also do all the camera stuff too. Last summer, I went and worked for the Phillies AAA doing just game day, so that wasn't really broadcasting. But then I worked for Little League at the end of the summer, and I did more camera and behind the scenes as well. So nothing on air, so I wanted something like that this summer. And then Matt reached out to me in October, may have ignored him on LinkedIn by accident, and then he texted me in April, so here I am.
So, you know, getting involved in the on-air side of things, how did that come about for you?
Yeah, so it started when I was quite young. I mean, I was kind of in high school freshman year, and our high school program was just starting up a little bit. They started broadcasting football games, and they were looking for people to do color commentary. And I've always been a sports person, so I thought I'd give it a shot. My sister was doing it too. She's also in this field just coming up, so I worked with her a little bit, and then I started doing it all the way up through high school and knew I wanted to do it for college, and now I'm doing it in college.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I'm much the same way, kind of high school, really starting to get involved. I had to found the things myself. It wasn't really existing for me, but, you know, having those resources is great for you. So we'll have you on every week for the podcast, and you'll be on with Megan as a sideline reporter, kind of a job of many hats. So aside from really the on-air side of things, what's one of the most exciting things you're looking forward to in this internship?
I definitely like being up here in Vermont. I've been up in New England for vacation a few times, so I know the area, but I've never lived here. Obviously, our house is a little bit interesting. we have a farmhouse, Airbnb, a little bit possibly haunted, but the outside's lovely.
Yes.
And I'm also looking forward to, if we do get to travel, some of the games, just seeing the experience on there, but also just our field. I saw it yesterday for the first time, seeing the podcast studio for the first time today, and it just looks lovely and just such a great experience talking about one team all year, just following them, like almost as more of like a beat reporter.
Allie, for you, who is someone that you look up to in the industry growing up?
It's definitely has to be the Mets broadcast staff. So Gary, Keith, and Ron up there in the booth kind of was the first voice for baseball for me. I would just put on the game because my parents had the game on and I'd sit down and watch. But they were such great role models to look to. I mean, they're really good at calling the game. Steve Gelb's on the sideline just gets really good in-depth stuff. Like Steve Gelb's did a story about a vending machine that you would never hear about. And the Mets are terrible, but, you know, there's always something to talk about, and people love that stuff. So just finding the little stories within, I think they were just great to listen to growing up.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the best booths in baseball, Gary, Keith, and Ron. And especially when you look at Ron on color, I mean, he does stuff for TBS as
Absolutely.
Well. So you get that national kind of experience exposure with Ron as well. But yeah, having great role models to look up to is fantastic. And First impressions of the Upper Valley region itself. I mean, we've done a lot of traveling back and forth between, over the border with New Hampshire as well. What are your first impressions?
We have. I didn't expect that, actually. I mean, I looked up the area before coming on, but I know it's in Vermont, but we're right on the New Hampshire border. I didn't realize, like, everything's in New Hampshire. I guess Vermont has, like, a couple places, but it's mostly just mountains in our region. So we kind of drive 20 minutes south and then boom, we're in New Hampshire. It's an adjustment seeing the Vermont Welcome Center every day on our drive home. I was like, we are in Vermont. What do you mean we're welcoming? So it's interesting, but I think it'll be good to drive all around New England and just see what has to offer up here. Maple ice cream, I'm looking forward to
maple creamy is definitely a staple of home games at the Max.
They're excited.
Very good.
we'll have you on every week, but this week, of course, is opening week, so we get to take a look a little bit at the schedule ahead. Three straight on the road, three games in 4 days is the road trip for the Nighthawks. We start down in Connecticut taking on the Mystic Schooners, and a little bit of a new trip going to the Shipyard instead of Dodd Stadium this time around. So a new experience for the returning broadcaster like myself, returning players, but that's a little bit of a new experience getting to play in a ballpark for the first time. What, traveling around a little bit, it would be the first time for y'all as well, but it's a first trip for everyone.
Absolutely. A little lack of experience on the other ballparks just because I haven't seen them, but Mystic is a little bit farther for us. I feel like most games this season are going to be a little bit farther, so that's an adjustment for the players. I mean, we have Vermont that's close and maybe
Keene, yeah,
I was looking at, but other than that, you're going to be driving at least 2 hours away every game. And I mean, games are night games, they're 6 o'clock, so you're going to be getting back late, especially for that players who then have to turn around, and we have a game the next day a lot of the time, and the rainouts I'm sure are going to complicate that. So I think that's a little bit of an adjustment. I mean, I know colleges do that too, where there's back-to-back games, but you're mostly in one place for a series. You're not just moving around across New England every day.
Yeah, and part of that is to kind of expose the players and also staff to the kind of rigors of a minor league lifestyle. You will get series, especially now with minor leagues, kind of going to that six-game series format. There's not as much traveling, but it's still you're going a long way to play baseball. So you get that kind of authentic experience here in the Upper Valley that you don't get in other leagues like the Cape or some other collegiate summer leagues. But you get the traveling. You do have some division opponents coming up as well, which you'll hear a little bit later from the coaching staff to see how they are prioritizing those games. But, it's really going to be interesting to get that road trip out of the way early on, one of the longest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, starting with three away and then home opener on Sunday will be exciting, especially because we're home three times, I guess, the second week of the season. But that's just good experience. But that's also crazy. I mean, it looks like we have six games that second week. So players, if everything goes according to plan, no rain.
Fingers crossed.
Everyone only has Monday off. So, I mean, that's just a huge adjustment, not only starting on a road trip, but then you have nine games in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's gonna be a grind, especially for some of the pitchers that might have to be pitching a couple times. But even for the interns as well, you know, we're gonna be putting in a lot of work and some quick turnarounds.
I'm not sure for you guys, but at least for me, I work well in a really fast-paced environment, and this summer is definitely going to be very fast-paced. What are you guys doing to stay calm and centered and focused throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely someone as well that the more I'm working, the better I work, that generally the happier I am in what I'm doing. So it's kind of once one game ends, it's immediately turning attention to the next and figuring out what I'm going to be talking about on the broadcast and things like that. So definitely, you know, getting the experience last year was great and looking forward to taking it up to another level this year.
Absolutely. I mean, this is my first like full summer doing all baseball every day. I mean, last year I kind of got to pick and choose with the Iron Pigs, and then Little League was every day, but that wasn't really like broadcasting, so it's a little bit of a different experience. I mean, for us, we don't know if we're traveling to every single game. I mean, I doubt it, especially the really far ones, and as more players join the bus. So Ian has to worry about that. For us, it's a little bit more up in the air. I mean, we know every home game what we're going to be doing, and there's quite a few on the schedule back-to-back, especially in June, where we seem to be a little bit more home than away. July, we go away a little bit more. But just taking that off days, and if we're not traveling, still, I still have ideas for content, so I'm still going to be doing something, but I guess just lay out, enjoy the Green Mountains while we're here. Try to enjoy the new experience.
A little bit of a sneak peek at the schedule. Of course, opening day on the road in Mystic on Tuesday. Off day Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on the road against Keene and Sanford. Saturday off, then Sunday, the home opener. 5 o'clock at the Max against the North Shore Navigators. So you don't get that home game against a divisional opponent until the second week. So, you know, kind of get a little bit of a taste of everything. You get different divisions, different scenes, and you got to imagine for the players, it's kind of a shell shock only having two practices with the team, then immediately you're thrown into the fire, into a game situation.
No, absolutely. I mean, they're just coming together. Like, I'm sure they didn't even know who they were going to see until recently. And then yesterday, what was their first meetup or official meetup for practice? And then they don't even have that many practices during the season, if at all, because there's just so many games. So, they have that bus time. But other than that, they're basically just going to be living together, breathing together, eating together. And that's their summer until the end of July or August, whenever the season finishes.
I mean, I think the thing about this league that makes it really special is that everybody comes together and it's a very big bonding experience. So I think at the end of the summer, we'll be working very closely together and the team is all going to become really fast friends. And I think that's something really special.
And week in, week out, we'll be here at Jam Studios. I mean, right now the team's doing a media day as well. So they're getting the media team's getting some stuff done. We'll be joining them here in a little bit, but we just got to talk about Jam Studios, the great facilities they have here.
Absolutely. I mean, it was my first time today. You guys got the tour Friday, but I had a flat tire, so I didn't make it. But new tire and everything. I'm here now. I love seeing Jam across the street, especially the media day setup. It was everything that looked great. They have great facilities over there. Whatever they need seems to be helpful at the field. They've given us cameras and things. Pretty much, and they're just our kind of go-to people here. And then this podcast studio, I mean, you can't even create
Not
this.
Yet.
Like, this is gorgeous down here in our little bomb shelter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will be protected from outside noise and nuclear blasts down here. So, fantastic facilities. And, of course, we talked about the cameras a little bit, but a new and improved broadcast setup as well, thanks in large part to Jam Studio. So, really excited for that and bringing that to the fans. And it's also given y'all the experience to be sideline reporters and generate live content for the broadcast.
Absolutely.
Also, just big shout out to Chico and Jennifer of Jam Studios for allowing us to have these facilities and work closely with us this summer. It's definitely, as Ian has mentioned before, a big step up from last year. So I think it's
going to be,
yeah, I think it's going to be a good summer.
We're falling off ladders setting up the broadcast this year, or at least fingers crossed. But
fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. They also have a great intern team as well that will be helping us out throughout the season. But looking forward to that and looking forward to the week ahead. We have a talk now with some of the coaching staff for the Nighthawks. They'll be joining us here in just a few moments. But don't go anywhere. Hawks Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back into Hawks Talk, sponsored by Jam Studios. We're now joined by members of the Nighthawks coaching staff, Garrett Nance, the hitting coach, and Noah Boffin, once again, the pitching coach for the Nighthawks this season. Guys, welcome to the podcast studio, the first guests here.
Thanks. This is awesome. I'm excited to be here.
Thanks for having us. This is really cool.
What do you think of our setup to start things off, lightly?
Oh, man, this is way above my pay grade, I'll tell you that. this is awesome. I think you guys are going to kill it in here.
Yeah, no, this is every podcaster's dream. To have a setup like this, are you kidding me? If I had this in college, it would be game over.
Oh, yeah. So one day in, you had a light practice yesterday. What's the first impression of the team?
Honestly, I'm really excited, just for a lack of better terms. Like, this is – the guys seem incredible. We have a good group of guys. Pitchers threw well. Hitters swung it well. You know, I'm excited to get back out there today and then play tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's a quick turnaround, so it's like you don't really get to learn everybody that quick. You kind of learn it within the weeks, but I think yesterday was good. It was, I think everything's really laid back always, so it's really tough to kind of get everyone's mojo and like how they are, but I think it was good. I think we're really versatile, so I think I'm excited to get going for sure.
Could you guys give the viewers a little bit of insight into your baseball background or background with the team?
Well, mine's a little different. This is my first year up here, so, you know, I'm coming from Bryan College. I was an assistant there this past season. There's not much to it. I mean, I talked a lot about it in my interview a couple weeks ago, but, you know, like I said, small town outside of Nashville, that's where I grew up, played a little ball there, went to Middle Tennessee State, started working there, and then now I'm at Bryan. So I did a little bit of everything, traveled a little bit everywhere. So I'm really excited to be up here now, and now it's here.
Yeah, so this is summer number two for me here. I was here last summer with Pawsey and Chad. I did an internship with the Nighthawks, actually, 2017. I was a junior in college. I just wrapped up my third year of junior college baseball coaching. And then playing days, I played D3 ball up here, like up north, met my wife, and she's from the town that we stay in. So we get to, like, it's nice we get to come up here, visit family, and I don't have to come in the winters. So...
So, Noah, your first season coaching summer ball here, what are you expecting out of this experience?
A lot of good baseball. I mean, this league is a very, very competitive league, and, you know, it's probably the best ball I'll be able to watch all the season. So, I can't say it enough. Like, I'm really excited to be here. Like I said, the guys look great, so I'm just excited to see them go and, you know, chase all these goals that they have set for themselves and, you know, try to win some ball games.
Garrett, like you said, this is your second year here with the team and being with coach or manager Matt Pawsey. How important is having the consistency with the coaching staff to make the team gel?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak enough on Matt Pawsey too. He's the guy. He's super laid back. I think he's your, like, picture-perfect summer ball coach. And really it makes coaching with Pawsey probably one of the easiest things to do. Like, he's super laid back. Nothing gets to him. And I think the relationship with the coaching staff is probably the most important thing, especially in summer ball when it comes time to, like, guys finding any excuse to leave or guys wanting to go home. And it's like, if you can find a coaching staff that doesn't show emotion, that just nothing's going to faze them, no matter wins or losses, as long as we're here every day getting better, I think that's going to be your, like, I guess, step number one to keeping guys here all summer, which is the biggest thing.
So, I mean, you had some experience last year working with that team, and what are some adjustments you can make to your coaching style, if any at all?
Again, I think the coaching style here, and, like, I think the whole Nighthawks organization is super laid back. We don't do a lot of changing. Like, the guys come, and I'm not here, and I'm not, like, as experienced as their coaches are. Like, I'm not here to change what they're doing. I'm not here to – now, if they need adjustments, if it's something they want to talk about, that's kind of our biggest thing. It's like, if you guys want to change something, I'm fully open to it. But, like, I'm not here to make crazy adjustments. We're just here to have fun and get better. Like, if it's something that we can do, then yes, let's do it. But I'm not going to make, like, a drastic change on somebody, because then they're going to go back to school and I'm getting my head cut off when I get back. So,
For the both of you guys, what are some attributes that you both carry that you hope you can pass on to the players?
Again, I think me, it's super laid back. Like, I'm not going to scream and yell. You probably guys will never see me get angry. So, like, just, like, I think, like we said yesterday, a lot of college skippers, head guys, they're kind of crazy. And, like, I think just a laid-back environment is going to allow those guys to kind of, like release a little bit, and they'll be able to really find out who they are as a player.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of to tail off of that, like, Garrett and I are not much older than the players too. So it's kind of nice being, you know, close in age so you can kind of relate with the guys too. And so you've – been in their shoes, right? And so kind of having that advice to, you know, help them, even if they're in, like, a summer class, like, if they're whatever they need, that's what we're here to do. And it's been, like, yesterday was a lot of fun. So I can't say it enough, man. I feel like I'm going to keep repeating it, but I'm just excited to be here. It's a new journey, man. It's a lot of fun.
So do you actually get the chance to coach some games this week? I mean, it's happy that we finally get to talk about games coming up, but first four come on the road. So what's that adjustment like, you know, immediately having to hop on the bus and then coach road games?
I think that, like, I kind of explained to Noah, like, before we got here, like, once you start jumping on the road here, like, you kind of don't have a life. So it's like, we're going to get into it. Like, considering, like, we have game off day, game off day, which is very unlikely. I think it's just going to, like, I mean, it's really, you're really going to get a feel of, like, New England. We're bouncing to Connecticut. We're going all over the place. So I think that way we can check off all the boxes. And it's like, all right, let's get on the bus. The bus is where we obviously gain, like, connections. So I think it'll be fun. I think the first week will be really fun.
It's where you find out where the characters are.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, no, it's like you said, the being on the road is probably huge for bonding, right? Like, these guys don't really know each other, not comfortable, but you stick them on a four-hour bus ride, like, no, you guys are going to end up being friends. Yeah, like, that's just, there's no other way to put it. Like, you're stuck. It's close quarters. Yep. You know, we might have to double up seats. And so, you know, you're gonna make friends along the way, and it'll help tremendously, yep, especially early in the season.
Absolutely. Garrett, for you, do you find that most of your players have used wooden bats before? Is that something you have to make an adjustment with?
No, I don't think the adjustment. I think coming up now in, like, high school ball with perfect game and all that stuff, like, all that stuff, as soon as they get out of high school season, it immediately starts wood bat. So I think as much as an adjustment to the pitching, like level here, but, yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of an adjustment. I think day one, and especially at Maxfield, it is a graveyard. The ball does not fly. So we have our big boppers, and they're kind of hitting balls, and they're like looking over me like, holy crap, this place is – I'm going to really have to get a ball to get it out here. And it's like, yeah. So I think that's more the adjustment, is learning the fields that we're going to. You have Keene, that's obviously like a Cracker Jack box, and then you just have stuff like that. So I think it's just learning where you got to go and what part of the field you have to work towards. So.
Yeah, remember last year Dylan Palmer also almost hit one out at Keene.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he's – you know, no shame, yeah, to the guy. He's not a power hitter. No. He told me that he's not a power hitter, but he almost hit one out.
Yeah, no, that place is insane. So,
and Danbury is one we didn't get to last year. That's also one that plays really small.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So that's another one. But Noah, kind of same question to you, working with pitchers that might have not pitched in wood bat leagues before. That's also an adjustment. So how do they change their approach, if they change at all?
Well, like Garrett said, our field plays like a graveyard, so it I like it, you know. It sounds silly. Like, we're still going to score runs. I'm not worried about that. But as far as pitchers, like, we can make a little bit more mistakes, if that makes any sense. Like, it's okay to try to challenge a guy because you are playing with a wood bat, so you can't just flick a ball out. And so being able to, you know, kind of play with your pitches a little bit more, especially the guys that are working on new stuff, like, you can throw and have confidence that it's not going to leave the yard, especially when we're playing at home. So it's not a big adjustment, but it's going to help a lot, I think.
I think it allows pitchers to get a little bit more comfortable, too, on, like, the pitching side, because they have a little bit more wiggle room. The barrel's not as big. You can snap some bats off. That's a confidence booster. So.
Oh, yeah. Bust them inside. Snap the bat. If we have a lot of broken bats this season, I think we'll be happy.
Make some firewood?
Yeah, exactly. And then have a bonfire with it? That would be sweet.
Invite the whole town.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd love it.
Do you guys have a particular game or team that you guys are really keen on getting the guys prepped for and just ready to perform at their best?
I think, obviously, we want to win the Cup. Like, our main goal, as soon as we start chatting about it, is the Governor's Cup. So I think we talked last night with Pawsey, and he wants to really focus on more of, like, division games. So we're really going to try to go straight at division games. We're trying to, like, spread everything out evenly. We're going to try to win games that need to be won. And obviously, like, we want the Governor's Cup, so we're going to focus a little bit more on the Governors.
Yeah. For those that don't know, the Governor's Cup, the rivalry series between Upper Valley and Vermont. Nighthawks fell one game short in the season finale last year. It was tough, but, you know, right there in it, definitely a good chance to come back home with it this year. And Noah, I mean, kind of the first experience here in the Upper Valley, first impressions of the area and some of your favorite things to do.
So Garrett and I are kind of staying close quarters with each other, and so I like being out in that. We're actually staying in Thetford, so it's a little bit outside of the town, but so I just like hanging out. We're being in the woods, you know, we're riding four-wheelers around already. Like, you know, you're getting the Vermont kind of feel of things, you know, pizza brick ovens and Vermont hot dogs. Like, I didn't know hot dogs were different up here.
Buns are different, too.
Buns are different. That was the first thing. So it sounds crazy. We don't have top slice buns in the South. Yeah. And so yesterday we're eating dinner, and they're like, here's a bun. I'm looking at it, and I'm not opening it right. Like, I didn't know what was going on. It was sliced in the top. So, like, I'm adjusting to it. The biggest thing sounds crazy. The biggest thing that I've learned already is the recycling. That's not something I'm used to in the South. We kind of, you know, just kind of throw everything away. You try to stay green, but here it's like, no, like you got to look at the top of the can, and if it's got the VT on it, like it goes in a certain bin. So that's probably been the biggest adjustment so far too.
And I think both of our host families are pretty serious about it too. Like that was our first lesson. Like we opened up one soda and it was like, if there's VT on top, it's got to go in this bin. If not, it's got to go in this bin. It's like, all right, sounds good.
Yeah, I'm already trained to look for it. Every time I open a drink, it's like, all right, make sure Garrett points me in the right direction and where I'm throwing it out.
All right. Thanks, guys, for coming on the podcast. Looking forward to a great season. Opening day just a few days away. So pumped for that, and good luck to the rest of the year.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Thank you, guys.
A great talk with the coaching staff there of the Nighthawks. I mean, I'm really looking forward to the season that we got ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. They both just seem really excited to be up in Vermont. Or New Hampshire, wherever we are.
Yeah, Vermont. Yes, Vermont.
Never mind. But they seem really excited about the team ahead. I mean, no one knows just with the new team of players what's going to happen, and I'm looking forward to seeing what does.
Me too. And I think it should be a long summer of, as Noah said, different hot dogs than it is the South. So
yeah, hot dogs, maple creamies. It'll be a year of or summer of delectable delights.
I'm excited.
And of course the different post game meals that'll be going around. Some better, some worse, but we'll find that out as the season goes on. That's a wrap for this first in season edition of Hawks Talk. We'll be back next week to talk about the week that happened and the week to come. But until then, for Megan, for Allie, my name is Ian. We'll be with you next week. Take care and have a good one.